Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from March 16th until the 23rd, where we have a wow factor week going on with a lot of dynamic energies. We're going to see the very fascinating Virgo full moon on March 18th. We have the sun's ingress into Aries on March 20th at exactly 11:33 a.m., that is Eastern Time. Then we're also going to see a lot of energy with Mars in Aquarius, as well as Mercury in Pisces, making conjunctions to both Jupiter and Neptune. So a lot is happening here that supports our ongoing integration of these energies, especially as the sun closes out its journey through Pisces and begins a whole new cycle in Aries. So a lot to cover this week. And as always, I hope that there's at least one message that supports you right now and that helps connect you with what you're experiencing, what you're moving through, and how to make the most of these energies as we're experiencing them together. So as we move through this specific time period, we're going to see a lot of energy on March 18th. And that's because of the Virgo full moon at 27 degrees. So that is the degree point you want to identify in your chart. And this particular Virgo energy is much needed as it counterbalances the very strong Pisces energies that we are in and that we will continue to experience into April. So this Virgo full moon is bringing you back into your body, really connecting you with your body consciousness, bringing you into a grounded perspective of where your energy is going every day. Because these Pisces energies take us out of this earthly realm, bring us into other places, other energetic experiences, want us to expand and grow at a very spiritual level right now. But the Virgo full moon brings us back to the planet, puts us on two solid feet, and asks us to take stock and take inventory of what we're focusing on every day. Now, this Virgo full moon is going to have an increasing effect of energy before it is exact. And as the moon is in Virgo, it's going to make a trine to Uranus in Taurus. Then it carries on and has an opposition to Mercury in Pisces, Jupiter in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, then makes another trine to the North Node in Taurus at 25 degrees before reaching that full moon illumination period at 27 degrees, then making a trine to Pluto in Capricorn at 28 degrees. So what all this means is that the energies building up to the full moon will begin around March 16th and continue to build, develop, and grow as this moon is bringing you into more energetic contact with new details, new specifics, new ways of perhaps putting something together, which is a strength of Virgo energy. How do I organize this, manage it? What matters? What works? What's essential? What is necessary here that I can use? And there feels like there's a lot of energy building up to the exact full moon, which also includes an Earth grand trine. Now, that grand trine is going to be fast moving as it connects with the North Node in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn. This means that we have energy in all three Earth signs, and a grand trine can be stabilizing. It can also be a closed circuit of energies, meaning it's energy that can run very smoothly internally. So there's something here that you might notice you're ready to do, you're ready to accomplish, you're ready to put some things together, make progress, and it supports us in our grounding and our practical reality amongst all of these very strong Pisces energies. So it would be wise to make the most of March 16th, 17th, 18th, because that Virgo full moon is going to help you get some things done. And it's also going to bring our focus to our responsibilities, our daily habits, our patterns. Virgo rules how you spend your life on a daily basis, your lifestyle. And so there could be things that you're ready to change, shift, ready to upgrade. You're looking around and realizing this isn't everything I want. I want more of this. I want more of that. And because the connection is to the North Node, which is about your growth and your values and what you want in your life, there's a sense here of you could have some new understandings of your priorities, of what matters on a daily basis. And then that trine to Pluto in Capricorn is wanting to make the changes, ready for the transformation, ready to take on anything that maybe you've put on the back burner or you just didn't have the energy or focus for. Now, the other strong energy of this full moon is that it creates what's known as a kite. And I do a video for you on YouTube that goes through this lunar chart more specifically. And so you can visually see what this looks like. But essentially, that Earth grand trine has energy that's also directed at the planets in Pisces, which are the tip of the kite. And that is where there is a liftoff energy coming in that will be even stronger when Jupiter and Neptune are conjunct exactly on April 12th. So there's a very preparatory energy here that's happening with the Virgo full moon, and it's helping us not be so overwhelmed by all the energies right now, where you could really have a sense of, I've been focusing too much on that thing over there, or my energy has been outside of my body. It has been way out there in the cosmos, way out there in other realms, and I want to ground it and bring it back in. So any types of grounding practices that you can do are going to be very well supported and probably much needed. Now, the reason why this energy is big is because we have a lot moving through with the personal planets as well. We're going to see Mercury in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus at 12 degrees, Venus in Aquarius, sextile Chiron in Aries at 11 degrees. And we also see the Sun in Pisces, sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 28 degrees later on the 18th. So all of these sextiles are typically known as minor aspects. They're calmer. They don't have as much of a punch or an influence, but they're each connecting personal planets to outer planets, which is an integration of consciousness, which means there could be a flow here where it's easier to get things done. It's easier to make progress. There's things that just seem more fluid. And it feels like we're bringing some pieces together. There's things that are coming in and landing and connecting. And maybe you're feeling that. Maybe amongst this very big Pisces season, there's things that you're seeing in a new way. And it's coming through your intuition. It's speaking to you energetically or spiritually. But there's things here in the cosmos that are starting to take shape, which is really interesting because that isn't typically the Pisces energies. But what I'm seeing is sort of like how cloud formations start to take a certain shape, where you look up at the clouds and it starts to resemble a cat or an angel or something that you're seeing in the form. That's what this energy feels like. There's things that are coalescing and coming together. They're taking some kind of mystical shape, mystical form that we're meant to trust. There could be signals this week. There could be beautiful synchronicities. There could be some really fascinating messages or things coming through that give you pause, where you're like, wow, that's confirmation. Wow, that is something that I'm meant to recognize and notice. So be very aware of this, because the energies are speaking quite loudly as we move through this part of March, and especially with that Virgo full moon. Now, at a more practical level, the Virgo full moon wants us to take care of ourselves, to understand the self-care, what you need to do to really be in your best shape, top form, healthy habits. What is your body saying to you? And you could be feeling that as well. You could feel some messages from your body consciousness growing louder, things that you need to tend to or take care of. This could be as simple as realizing it's time for a health and wellness check-in, a doctor's appointment, anything with your grooming habits. It's those kinds of tasks that Virgo rules, and you might have a sense of, I'm ready to get this done, I want to take care of this, and I want to honor myself while doing so. Because this also connects to what we're understanding about the importance of our physical vessels, of our bodies, and how much our bodies need as we navigate these very big energies. And you could have a new understanding of what your body hasn't been receiving or getting that it really needs. So as simple as drinking more water or getting more exercise. I know those are very basic examples, but when the Virgo energy is being illuminated, it really wants us to understand that we're alive at all levels of our being. Our body and our cellular consciousness is working with us at all times. And what is it saying to you? So keep an eye and keep an ear open for what you're really feeling and sensing at a physical level and how you can practice greater self-care in order to support yourself and also in how we're navigating these accelerating energies on the planet. So the Virgo full moon is exact on March 18th. At 3:18 a.m., that's Eastern time, and it is exact at nearly 28 degrees of Virgo. So look for that point in your astrology chart. Whichever house the full moon is the energy that is being illuminated, expanded, brought to your attention. Something is opening up and being shown to you that you're meant to work with through these Virgo themes and energies. Now, following the full moon, we're going to see Venus make an exact square to Uranus in Taurus at 12 degrees on March 19th. And then Mars in Aquarius will make the same square to Uranus in Taurus March 22nd at 12 degrees. So we have the personal planets interacting with Uranus in Taurus March 19th and March 22nd. And this is where you could have a new insight, new awareness, new something open up that relates to what you were moving through last year. And that's because this is a degree point that we worked with when Saturn in Aquarius was squaring Uranus in Taurus throughout 2021. So now Venus enters the conversation, followed by Mars. And these are the energies of the feminine and the masculine. This could be surprises, new insights, something comes through that maybe catches you off guard, but there's something here that we're calling in that's meant to support us right now. And at a more personal level, this could be a new understanding or new awareness around your feminine energies, around your masculine energies, how they've been working with you, how you've been working with them. What is being revealed to you around these Venus and Mars in Aquarius energies that are showing you more of who you are? So we've been talking about this, and I did do a Monday episode for you on the Venus and Mars in Aquarius journey. And now they're starting to separate a bit, where Venus is traveling ahead of Mars. They're only a few degrees apart right now, so they are still conjunct, but by the end of March, they are further apart. So there's something here where the two of them are still in a conjunction and both interacting with Uranus and Taurus that is opening us up to more of what is necessary in our lives and the changes that we're ready for. You could have a sense of, I know what to do with this now, or I'm ready to make changes that I didn't feel ready to take on last year. I feel this energy as being quite liberating. There's something liberating over this next week that could open you up to more of what you want, what you need, what is essential, what feels good, what is a part of your life force as well. And I'm feeling like what is also moving through us is that you could feel like there's more things you're shaking off. You're no longer holding on to it. You're letting it go. You're allowing it to move out of your energy, and you're not taking it on or embracing it as much as you did perhaps last year. So look for anything that comes up over this next week that relates to last year's themes, because the Venus and Mars in Aquarius energies can bring in more of what is correct for you now. Now, Venus in Aquarius is actually in mutual reception with Uranus in Taurus. And that's because Venus in Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus. So they're in a very interesting conversation that could bring in a beneficial surprise. And that's because of how Venus wants us to feel confident, wants us to understand more of who we are. And as she journeys through Aquarius, she opens up more ways to accept our differences, to accept our individuality, to go your own way, to trust your own divine spark. And there could be something here that not only do you feel liberated from, but also you're ready to claim. And it feels like there's something that then Mars in Aquarius comes through, and he's a little bit more feisty when he's in a square to Uranus and Taurus. This is where you've got to be careful of accidents, sudden movements, things happening quickly. It's not a good week to be juggling knives or to be avoiding the brake pedal. There's typically some kind of slow down and be cautious energy with Mars and Uranus interacting. And in this particular square, it feels like there could be outbursts. There could be greater instances of anger and reactions and things that are triggered. Like, these are fast moving triggers, where that could work to your advantage, where if you're triggered, if something gets to you, you can move through it faster. But what I'm feeling more specifically is that both Mars and Venus in Aquarius wants you to own something, wants you to be strong in your sense of self, in your sense of this is who I am, to claim your values or what matters to you, even if it disrupts the apple cart or even if it's unexpected. There's something here where we're really meant to be calling in what is an expanding, accelerating energy that is part of the ascension. And it feels like the acceleration will speed up this week, that things can happen quickly. They can come together fast. You can shake things off and let them go even faster. But then there's things you could call in and claim because it strongly serves your energy and where you're at. So there's disruption this week. There's something disruptive and chaotic that we're shaking off because of what we went through last year, what you were learning, what was transitioning, what was coming up for you. This, again, it feels like something being claimed, something being called in, even while we're liberating. And I realize that can sound a bit confusing because it has this energy of, I'm done with this, I want that. I'm finished with this thing over here. This is what I'm going towards next. That's why it has this fast moving in and out, perhaps even a very clear understanding in your being of what matters to you. And also I'm feeling this as leveling up. That's because Aquarius being the 11th zodiac sign and a place of accumulated knowledge, experience, the place where we have a lot of information and understanding of what you've been through, I feel like what we're also claiming is that deeper knowingness that resides within us that maybe we've had muted, turned down, turned off. and now it can't be ignored. Again, this is why I'm feeling synchronicities and strong messages this week, where there's something coming through. The universe is speaking very directly right now. It's asking us to level up into more of your knowingness, into more of what you're feeling and sensing that is correct for you, even if it catches you off guard. It surprises you. You're like, what? I didn't think that would work, or I had no idea that would be an option, or that would be something I'd be interested in. So keep that on your radar here, because it can certainly happen during the Virgo full moon, but then the energy carries through into Aries season and is elevating us as we begin a new journey around the spiral. So on that note, the sun enters Aries on March 20th at 11:33 a.m. This is the beginning point of a whole new cycle. And this is where the energies feel fresh and new. So what's interesting here is that we have this new start. And Aries is the spark of creation, where after the Pisces season has required us to surrender, to trust, to allow things to leave, and to have more space open up, we sit in a void. There can be an energetic void that we're feeling or sensing around what will get started going forward. And so as the sun enters Aries, there's then these new sparks of creation that light up, that get energized, that want us to start something new, have a fresh adventure, initiate, trust the courage to be yourself, trust your own leadership, your ability to do something on your own terms. Aries is also about your gut, trusting your gut, that first impulsive decision, which can almost be something that gets us in trouble at times if we're too impulsive or don't think things through. But when you are trusting yourself and your energy, those gut level instincts are often right on. And so Aries is the very first sign of the zodiac. It is the baby. It is the energy of subjectivity and the beginning process of your self-identification, where you start to understand who you are more in Aries season, and the energy comes back to that sense of self. So you could now have some fresh eyes or higher perspectives on who you are now, on what matters to you now, what calls to you, what is best for you, what you need. Now, because the Aries energy can be self-focused, you don't always have that other perspective from other people. So the negative energy here can be that it's self-involved, selfish, only considering what you need or what you want, and not considering how the energy will affect those in the room or anyone else that you're interacting with. But the higher awakened Aries energy goes into what you're learning and how you're constantly growing and knowing yourself throughout your lifetime. You're allowing yourself to begin again, to have a return to what you need, what energizes you, and where you're ready to start something new in your life. Now, this can be a very powerful new start, depending on where you have 0 degrees of Aries in your astrology chart and what cycles you've been through that you're ready to refresh and where you're ready to embark on something that is really energized right now. This is where there's more support for taking action. And because the sun is now in Aries, this brings Mars to greater prominence. So as Mars journeys through Aquarius and has that square to Uranus and Taurus, as well as a sextile to Chiron and Aries at 11 degrees, Mars in Aquarius is stronger and there is this resurgence of masculine energy. So we're stepping away from some of the Pisces fog, but we're still going to have that because there are still strong energies in Pisces. So it's this very interesting dance where we have Mercury, Jupiter, and Neptune still in Pisces, but the Sun in Aries and the prominence of Mars in Aquarius is ready to get moving and to get going. So you could feel like your energy is split. You could feel like you are still waiting on something, even though there's other things in your life you want to move forward or take action on. One of the best ways to use this energy is to simply trust. Trust what feels correct for you and to trust what the Pisces energies are still whispering to you. Because they continue to be strong this week, we're still integrating more with new eyes, with fresh understandings. There could be something in your life that you're seeing in a new way. Something that was big or pivotal for you, it was transitional. Something that maybe shifted something in your physical world, your physical reality. Perhaps it's something within your energetic being or in your mind, your heart, something within your self-identity. It's this energy of understanding this is what I was learning. This was the spiritual lesson. I've got it. I see it now. And I'm ready to make some new choices and go in a new direction that are in higher alignment with my needs and greater clarity around what I want. So there is this heavy I want energy that is going to show you where you're ready for the new adventures, next steps, and perhaps something different that your energy is ready to move towards. The Sun is strong in Aries, just like the Sun is strong in the fire signs. The Sun is really powerful in Aries now. There's a resurgence here that's rising up, and it's going to unfold into the end of July, because that is when we'll see Jupiter in Aries station retrograde at 8 degrees of Aries. So something that begins over this next week is going to continue to develop, grow, and expand through the next number of months, and especially until the end of July. So it's a good time to assess what is really energizing you right now. What's really calling to you? What is something that you want to say yes to? Because Aries has an immediate yes to something. It says yes quickly, it says yes clearly, and again, it says yes at a gut level. So stay open to the yeses that you're feeling over this next week, especially after the Virgo full moon on March 18th, because I think that things are really going to pick up here. We're going to feel more energized, and it's going to be easier to get some things off the ground. Now, the other strong energy is Mercury in Pisces, making conjunctions to both Jupiter and Neptune. So Mercury will conjunct Jupiter in Pisces at 18 degrees on March 20th, followed by the exact conjunction to Neptune in Pisces at 23 degrees on March 23rd. So Mercury is the messenger, and Mercury is working with trusting our intuition, trusting what feels right, what feels good, trusting where something is perhaps opening up and expanding that you wouldn't have planned, you didn't think it was possible. This is something outside of the logical mind or how we rationalize, because Mercury in Pisces is very creative and it just has a sense of this is what's going on. I can feel it. I can sense it. And as it makes that conjunction to Jupiter, Mercury the messenger expands and the story that Mercury is carrying gets bigger. So pay attention to any type of story, narrative, or information that you're feeling or sensing, because that conjunction to Jupiter at 18 degrees on the equinox, March 20th, brings up something else, and you could have a big download. Something comes through that is showing you more of what you've been moving through, what the Pisces energies have been revealing. There can be a lot of information that occurs or gets highlighted when Mercury is conjunct Jupiter. It could even be overwhelming for this Mercury. Because Mercury is not strong in Pisces, there could be a sense of, I really can't focus. I really can't get something done because my energy is in all these other places and in these other realms. Now, on a positive note, the Pisces energy is very loving and kind. It's romantic. It wants to connect with others at a heart level. It has a sense of needing to be refueled and to feel good about what you're sensing and feeling. So Mercury, the messenger, is going to have a story amplified by Jupiter in Pisces and then carries that story to Neptune in Pisces on March 23rd. Where they meet up at 23 degrees of Pisces. And Mercury conjunct Neptune can be, I don't know, because the logical mind doesn't have the answers. And so this is where the confusion sets in, where you're like, wait, this is not what I thought. This is something else. The cerebral part of me had planned on doing ABC, but here is all this big intuitive energy that is opening you up to more that could feel good, even if it doesn't make sense. And that's where there can be this disconnect here, where a part of you is trying to maybe put some pieces together, and it could be something where you just have to keep it open. You just have to open up the energy and be okay not knowing the specifics. And it's interesting how this occurs right after the Virgo full moon, which is about the specifics and the details and the minutiae. But this Mercury is receiving some very big downloads this week. Very powerful, perhaps in your guided meditations or in your dream state. You could feel that there's things shifting. There's movement here. There's new transmissions, new energies coming in that could feel like they're flooding you. They're energetically flooding you. They feel really big. Again, they can feel overwhelming. But what I'm feeling that we're meant to understand is how Mercury in Pisces wants the higher messages, wants the higher understanding, and loves how the imagination and creativity can really grow, can be exponentially expressed. So this is a very interesting energy where you could feel out of sorts, out of your mind, quote unquote, because we're meant to be connecting to energies that aren't part of a logical mental process. So take a break this week if you can. Do something creative or artistic. Maybe turn to music. Maybe turn to something that allows you to connect with the mental freedom that helps your creativity flourish. And most importantly, look at what's coming through in your intuition. What is spirit telling you? What is God, source, spirit, the universe delivering to you that you're ready to receive right now? There's something coming in. There's something coming through because Mercury conjunct Jupiter and conjunct Neptune in Pisces is getting those big downloads, and it's not what you think it is. It isn't what you assumed. It's not how you thought it would go. But this is where we're in a beautiful partnership with spirit that is supporting us, that is guiding us, but we have to trust. We have to trust that we don't know all the details, that we don't have to have a full plan laid out. But if you can trust what's coming in and coming through, spirit is helping you see something or feel something that maybe you're ready to move towards or experience in a whole new way. So these are quite expansive energies, but they can be confusing. That is part of the ongoing Pisces dance, where we move back and forth between the spiritual realms and the physical world, where we're trying to really get a grasp on more of the energies that are around us, while also integrating them in our earthly realities. Now, on the other spectrum, this is where there could be a lot of misinformation, disinformation, things that aren't quite clear. What do I think about this? What is this information saying? Is this the full picture? This is where we can see stories or information come out that isn't the full truth, that isn't everything, because of that Pisces energy that will hide something and you can't quite see it. So there can be instances this week that feel like a Mercury retrograde, that feel like I don't have the full story, but this is what I'm feeling and sensing, or I'm wondering what is being hidden, what isn't coming to light, what is foggy and fuzzy. And I don't quite know with my mental self all the particulars, but there's something you're still feeling anyways. So the energy can be confusing, but keep in mind, part of this week is that we are beginning something new, starting something fresh, trusting what feels good to you, trusting that yes energy, while also wanting to make the most of the Virgo full moon that asks us to be grounded and to work with the transformations that are underway. So there's a lot this week, and I know that these are overlapping messages here where something could be speaking to you more than another. That is, of course, exactly what you should trust. Trust where the energy is strongest for you and perhaps where it is lighting up your astrology chart the most. We do have the stellium of planets in Aquarius, which are Mars, Venus, and Saturn, all in the 11th sign. And then we also have the stellium of planets in Pisces, as I mentioned. So these are the two parts of our charts that have the most energy. Then we see the sun move into Aries, where it will be traveling behind Chiron for the rest of March. Now, the sun traveling behind Chiron is going to give you an important checking in on what you've been healing and working with since 2018, which is when Chiron first entered Aries and is traveling through the first sign of the zodiac and initially triggers the energies of that zodiac sign. So with Chiron moving through Aries, it brings up our sense of self. It asks us to look at what are we fighting for? What is anger teaching me? What is impatience teaching me? Where is this energy revealing more about where you haven't accepted yourself fully? Where is Chiron showing you more of who you are now, what you're about, what is true for you, perhaps more of your own skills, your own talents, more of what creates you, where you are discovering that you absolutely can be all of yourself, but Chiron reveals what hasn't been acknowledged, what feels vulnerable, insecure, or weak, and highlights that and helps us move through it. So with the sun now shining its light behind the Chiron journey, we are looking at what you have gained clarity on and healed, what you have accepted in yourself since 2018, what you have come to understand makes you beautifully imperfect, but that's also what makes you lovable. And that love begins with your self-acceptance. So this Chiron in Aries is learning the courage to be yourself in a new way, showing you more that was hidden, but also bringing up what talents you have that were not fully embraced. So this, of course, will vary for each of us. But with the sun and Chiron in Aries, there's something being highlighted here that you could feel stronger around, stronger about since 2018 because of the healing work you've had to do or what's been required of you in terms of growing and developing your own self-confidence and courage. And these themes in your life could also be where you're feeling the need and desire to begin something new, where you've healed something, you've moved through a threshold. And it can feel that big because Chiron is now complete with the first decan of Aries. And that means it's moving forward into the middle decan of Aries. But now the sun brings in the warmth, shines the light, reveals a new truth, and you could feel a sense of I'm reborn, I'm renewed, I'm healed. I feel more myself than ever before in this part of my life, in this part of my world. That sun in Aries could also show you how much you've shifted and grown through the Chiron journey. So if you have planets or points in the first decan of Aries, this energy has been working with you very personally, changed your life, changed your sense of self, shifted something within you at a very personal level, and now the sun brings in the courage to own it, to love it, to understand how it was necessary in your ongoing evolution, and that this is something that you can acknowledge in yourself, especially what's been healed. The glyph for Chiron looks like a key, and it looks like the letter K. And this has the beautiful symbology of being the key to your healing, the key to a part of your soul's journey that you are reprogramming and working through. It's also the key to more of your gifts, more of your abilities, more of who you are that you've been required to tap into and understand. So you could see those shifts over this next week as well, that the sun in Aries is showing you what has shifted and changed, how you feel new and different and ready to go because of what Chiron has required you to work on. And there could be that rising sense of self that feels really strong, powerful, and solid in a whole new way. I also feel like this is part of the energy that's going to come alive once Jupiter enters Aries on May 10th and continues through Aries, reaching that 8 degrees July 28th. So what we have is cosmic support for new starts, for what you've healed, what you've moved through, showing you where you are ready to start something in your life at a whole new level of your being, connected to a new sense of self-identity and what your priorities are at this phase in your life. So as I said at the start of the show, a lot of energy this week. There's a lot going on. It could feel like things are moving faster, that things are finally picking up their pace, coming together, connecting, and you're ready to go. So be very aware of what you're ready to say yes to, because it could be coming through your intuition very strongly. It could be coming through your dream state, as Mercury in Pisces is very strong with its connections to Jupiter and Neptune. And it could even feel like you're just ready for movement, physical movement, really wanting to get something going or to travel or have some kind of adventure that renews you. We will continue to have all planets direct until the end of April. So we have a sense of the new continuing to guide us forward and feeling that it's easier to get some things started and moving, as well as a sense of trusting what you can't see. So it can be like, I'm starting this new thing. It really matters to me. It energetically aligns. I feel called to it. It's inspiring me. It's expanding me. And I have no idea where it's going. So there can be that beautiful innocence, if you will, around ready for a new chapter and trusting, because of how the energy is speaking to you so strongly, even when you can't see the details or particulars. So again, a lot of energy moving this week, a lot going on. We're going to have this rising sense of yes, we're going to be ready to get moving on something that maybe was stalled out or delayed. You could have a sense of, okay, now I'm really feeling it. And remember, it could be something that surprises you. Could be something that you're like, I never thought I would do that. I never thought I would want that. I never thought that would be something I would experience or something that would be in my world. But this is where we are rebirthing. And this is where we're bringing in new energies that we even struggled with in 2021. So allow this to be a beautiful gift. Allow something to be supportive for you and to be something that God, Source, Spirit, the universe is showing you is real, even if you're still feeling uncertainty or questions. There's going to be big questions with no clear answers in some parts of our life. And that's part of this big Pisces energy, where we're opening up and feeling something while continuing to have blind faith in the outcome or how it all is going to come together. Take beautiful care of yourself for this Virgo full moon. Be ready to organize, make changes, correct something. Be ready to do anything in your physical reality that supports organizing, management, efficiency, new processes. Allow that energy to be something that grounds you, because as we move into Aries season, the acceleration picks up. There are more questions that will arrive, and there could be a sense of now I'm really ready for next steps and I'm really beautifully supported as I move forward into this next chapter. Just as a reminder, there was no podcast on Monday, March 14th, so you did not miss an episode there. In case you were looking or thinking it might show up, there was no podcast, but I will have one for you next Monday, March 21st, and I will resume my normal Monday-Wednesday schedule. For those of you who are celebrating a birthday in March or April, please check out my How to Read Your Solar Return Chart course, where I take you through the essentials and the main energies for you for the year ahead. This is essentially understanding what are your themes this year? What are you going to be working on? What's working in your favor? What's coming up for you? The solar return chart is so powerful in understanding what is ahead and how you can navigate it consciously, as well as know where your energy is going to be for a majority of the year. This course is designed to help you be ready, be prepared, and make the most of your solar return. So please check that out. You can still get it for 50% off with coupon code BIRTHDAY. And it is 8 courses. And I show you what to look for in your solar return, as well as how to get your solar return chart for free so that you're ready to go when you start the course. This course is also designed for you to use every year. So you buy it once and then you work for this solar returns energy, then come back next year where you get a new solar return chart and go through the process again. This is a great tool for expanding your astrology knowledge base as well. So please check that out. I'll put the link below this podcast. And again, it's designed to help you know your energy over the next cycle, as well as what you're ready to embark upon in this year. You can find out more about me, my courses, and my offerings over at mollymccord.online. And I hope that, as always, this podcast has given you some useful information for the energies we're experiencing on this planet during this very big time, but how we can consciously navigate them and be in our power as we do so. Thank you so much for joining me. Wishing you a beautiful Virgo full moon and a beautiful start to Aries season. I hope that you're ready to trust your gut, trust your intuition, and know that that energy is speaking to you in a very brilliant way. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here very soon.